Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason is clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been.
Om Shanti. Day 26. Bab Dada sees that your zeal and enthusiasm is increasing a lot more. There isn't a single turn in which double foreigners are not present. So Bab Dada gives the double foreigners the title of being double effort maker. Now demonstrate this. Show the result by becoming double effort makers. Bab Dada knows that service continues to increase and he continues to receive the news. Your service is good. Now, according to what Baba said today, always add the word intense. Always add the word intense in front of the word effort. Tivra. Before the word Purusharth. Intense effort making children always keep Bab Dada in their hearts. And Bab Dada also keeps every child in his heart. You all have Bab Dada in your hearts, don't you? Raise your hands. Who stays in your heart? Bab Dada. And your children are in Bab Dada's heart. This is the Avyakt Murli of 18th January 2012. What is intense? Baba says, become intense effort makers. What is intense? Extreme. No tension. What is intense? Very deep. Profound. Deep. What is intense? Awareness. With complete mindfulness. The moment we become aware of the things we are doing, everything changes. To be aware of things we do, to be aware of every moment, is the intense effort. When the awareness moves down, the energy is wasted. When the awareness moves up, the energy is accumulated. Where is the flow of energy in the system? This is me. Where the energy is flowing? If it flows down, I feel weak. If it flows up, there is a surge of power, energy. If it flows down, I do not recognize, understand my whole potential. The moment it moves up, potential blooms. Potential is unearthed. We realize those things about ourselves which we had never realized before, or we are able to do those things which we always deemed to be impossible in the past. Our efforts should be vertical. At present, they are horizontal. Intense effort making is to make this effort go up and not vertical and not horizontal. There's a story of a man. He was poor. But king was his friend. So once the king gifted him an aircraft. The poor man, a farmer, he had never seen aircraft before. He had never seen aeroplane before. But he had heard about it. So when he was gifted that aircraft, a small aeroplane, he even used his bullock cart to bring it to his house, pulling it. But he never knew what is this new device, what is this new instrument. He thought it must be like my bullock cart. But then gradually he realized that this aeroplane, this aircraft has got wheels. This aircraft doesn't require a bullock. It's like a motor. And then gradually also realized this aircraft has got wings. And he started thinking, what are these wings for? There's definitely something which is beyond his mind, memory, perception. And gradually he understood that this bullock cart, this new instrument is not bullock cart. This new instrument doesn't require bullocks. This new instrument has got wings and it has got potential to fly. And when it flies, the rules of the road don't apply. There are traffic on the road. It is irrelevant to the aircraft. There is a block in the road which is not, has got no relevance to the aircraft. The aircraft flies in the air. The aircraft has got wings. It doesn't require support of anything which a bullock cart requires. And it is effortless, while this job is so tedious. The same is with the mind. We are using our mind like a bullock cart, while it has got tendency, potential to become aircraft. And when it becomes aircraft, all your questions fall down. How to do this, how to do that, what to do this, why this happens and why that happens. These are the questions of the bullock cart. They all fall down. And the consciousness takes the wings. It moves up in the vast air, firmament. Intense effort is to become aware of who we are. Intense effort is to become aware of our own potentials. Intense effort is to fly. Intense effort is to drop the ground. Intense effort is to drop the bullock cart. Intense effort is to take the airy path. There are so many problems on the road. There's a traffic sometimes. There are people who are shouting and there are horns. There are puddles on the road. There's a cow sitting on the road sometimes, disturbing you. The people shouting. There's a policeman who is monitoring and keen on catching every trespasser. What is the joy of flying? There is no traffic over here. There is no policeman sitting up there on the clouds who will come rushing the moment you break the law. It is effortless. The intense effort is to become effortless. The intense effort is to become effortless. What a contradictory statement. We have to become effortless. If I say just relax, this is one statement. Second is, make full efforts to relax. Thus itself becomes contradictory. But yes, to become effortless, you have to make efforts. The goal is to become effortless, that everything happens so easily. In Lettice Murli, Sundays. Baba said, you become constant server. There shouldn't be any effort. No effort. There shouldn't be any war. There shouldn't be why, which, where, what, when, how. Don't know. This word shouldn't be there. You become server 24/7. Just as the link of remembrance is always there, so also the link of service should never get snapped. So everything should become natural. Everything should become effortless. Everything should become very easy. In nature, everything is so easy. The sun arises so nicely, without any effort. There's a chirping of the birds in the morning, so effortlessly. The stars, the moon, the trees, everything is going on so perfectly well. There is a harmony. There is a hidden symphony. There's a beauty in everything. And they are not rushing, and they are not hurrying, and they are not in stress. Except man's intellect, everything is stress-free in the universe. Intense effort is to come to the natural stage. Intense effort is to drop everything which is artificial, counterfeit, everything which is phony, everything which is not me. That is intense effort. Intense effort, as I said, is to bring more awareness. When I wake up at Amrit Vela, I am awake. I am aware of the time. When I sit and listen, I listen with awareness, with absolute attention. When I take bath, my taking bath is not mere a commonplace thing or a routine or a ceremonial, but it is a meditation. When I speak, that speaking itself is meditation. When I listen with such a rapt attention that listening itself is meditation. When I walk with such awareness, such mindfulness. My every step is a meditation. Meditation is not when you are sitting in Baba's room or in meditation room. The real meditation starts when you step out of the meditation room. I walk. This is known as mindful walking. I eat, but with mindfulness. And when I eat with mindfulness, I will never overeat. The best method of weight reduction is mindful eating. Mindful eating, mindful drinking, mindful walking, mindful seeing, mindful listening. Every act, the smallest act, I should become aware of what I am doing. When I speak, speaking with such awareness, that speaking itself is a meditation. When I give speech, listening to that speech itself should become a meditation for the audience. So everything that I do with awareness, alertness, mindfulness, with absolute vigilance. So intense effort is to become aware. Intense effort is come back to the natural stage. Intense effort is to fill yourself with love. What is yoga? Meditation is nothing but to sit in front of Baba and allowing Him to fill you with love. That's the easiest definition of meditation. Meditation is not something that I am pulling myself and pushing myself and bringing to my mind again and again, I am soul and yet I become body, and I am soul and I am being body. There is a tug of war going on. I am soul and then the body pushes. I am soul and then the body pushes. And I am making visualizations and I am making imaginations. Meditation is all about love affair with God. Meditation is divine romance. Meditation is falling in love with God. Meditation is allowing Him to fill you with that spark of love divine. Meditation is not about war. It's not about doing something. It's about becoming. It's about non-doing. It's love at first sight. Where there is love, Maya cannot enter. Maya cannot enter the realm of love. Fill yourself with love divine. Fill yourself with that intense love. The supreme love, the divine love, is the greatest in the world. Whatever we call love, that is no love at all. Love has nothing to do with body. Remember, this is a very powerful statement. Love has nothing to do with body. Love is to become bodiless. Love is to drop the body. Love is to merge with the divine. Love is to enter into the stage of that divine romance. Love is to begin this new love affair with the Supreme. The bridegroom has come. The bride is ready to be taken away. So intense effort is all about love. It's not about resolutions. It's not about writings. It's not about... It should be natural. Just as the rains flow, rains come down from heaven so naturally. Just as songs from the bird so naturally. Just as poetry from the mind of a poet so natural. Everything which is natural stays for long. Everything which is natural remains permanent. Everything which is induced, forced, cannot stay for long. So intense effort is all about to have this divine crush on the Supreme Beloved, the Master. That is the third definition about intense effort. Intense effort is the music, the divine music. Intense effort is to listen to that soft inner voice of the conscience. Intense effort is to go within. It's not about pushing, it's about pulling. On the door, it is written push. No, it is written pull. You pull the door inside. And what we are doing is we are pushing the door. The more we push, the more restless we become. So this door of love divine, it's written pull. Pull it towards yourself. Let that love enter the heart and listen to the spiritual music and not to that material cacophony, material long drawn out voice. The disturbing voice. It's about the soft classical music. Qigong music. Some music of nature. So that voice is always there. Then that, you know, time should come in life when you need not to read Avyakta Murli. Your heart should become Avyakta Murli. Everything which is emanating, everything which is coming out from the heart, they should be like those same words of God. Because the two have become one. They are not two anymore. There's a poetry by Khalil Gibran where the lover comes. He knocks at the door. A voice comes from within. Who is it? He says, "I. It's me, your lover." No response. He goes away. And then again he comes. Again he knocks. The voice from inside. Who is it? He says, "The same as you. I am no different than what you are." Still, No response. He goes away. He again comes back. Knocks at the door. Who is it? He doesn't respond. And the door opens. The eye has fallen down. There's nobody to say no. It's me. It's I. There's nobody now. It's not even saying that I am you or you are me. This I has merged. This small I has merged into the capital I. The small, the soul has merged into the supreme. This merging of the drop into the ocean, of the spark of fire into the great fire, is meditation. So meditation is all about initiating a new divine love affair with God. So fall in His love. There's a book in English, The Man Who Fell in Love with God. The Man Who Fell in Love with God. That's about a saint, Saint Bernard. He describes his journey of love of God. How he is loving God. How intensely he is loving God. He is writing his letters as if he is the bride and God is bridegroom. As if Christ the bridegroom would come and take him away. Such intense, such passionate, such intimate love with God is intense effort. Intense effort is, it's not that what we are thinking is intense effort. Intense effort is to drop the word intense and to become less intense. So that is Tivra Purusharth. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Bab Dada says that your zeal and enthusiasm is increasing a lot more. There isn't a single turn in which double foreigners are not present. So Bab Dada gives the double foreigners the title of being double effort makers. Now demonstrate this. Show the result by becoming double effort makers. Bab Dada knows that service continues to increase and he continued to receive the news. Your service is good. Now, according to what Bab Dada said today, always add the word intense in front of the word effort. Intense effort making children always keep Bab Dada in their hearts. And Bab Dada also keeps every child in his heart. You all have Bab Dada in your hearts, don't you? Raise your hands. Who stays in your hearts? Bab Dada. And you children are in Bab Dada's heart. Avyakta Murli, 18 January 2012. Om Shanti.